Hi, what's up? Hope you're good. Hope you're having a great day. Well, so the other day I was in a Trotsky. I was on my way to work or something. Can't really remember right now, but I was in a Trotsky. I was actually in a Medina-bound Trotsky. And from the moment that I boarded the car, I couldn't help but notice this woman, heavily pregnant woman, and her kid, probably 5 years old or something. And these two were being extremely annoying, extremely loud, jittery. I mean, if it wasn't the kid trying to get mommy's attention by crying and shouting, then it was the woman, you know, talking at the top of her voice or trying to pick an argument with a mate, you know, just being generally annoying. And from the reactions and body language of most of the passengers in the car, I realized that I wasn't the only one being affected by them. You know, it's early morning, I'm going to work, I need some peace of mind, some quiet, you know. But here you are with your kid and you are just being annoying, you know. So I suck it up, you know. We're going halfway through your journey, she receives a call, and this woman starts to speak English. She starts to speak English, and boy, did she murder it. She killed the Blair. If Blair was to be a human being, she would probably still be in the hospital at this very moment, still in a coma with cuts and bruises and all sorts of bones broken in her body. No jokes, it was that bad. And she was being loud, so you can imagine. So I turn and look at her, and in my head I'm thinking, oh God, you and I, you can't speak English. You and I are being loud. You and I, your kid too is being loud. What is up with you? Why have you decided this morning to sit on my happiness? I'm laughing about it now, but that then it wasn't a very funny situation. It wasn't funny at all. So like I said, I suck it up, you know. I just take it as one of those things. So halfway through the journey, she receives a call, and like I said, she's speaking Blair. So I think this person is trying to inquire from her where she is, you know, what she's doing, you know, stuff like that. And then all of a sudden I hear her say that I think the person she was speaking to asked her where she lives, and then she says, oh, she lives by the Zoomlion University. That right there was the game changer for me. What is this woman talking about? Zoomlion what? University? Hey. So at this point I'm looking at her like, oh God, poor woman, what is she doing talking about? Zoomlion University. She probably means the Zoomlion head office that is, you know, there. And she's probably, maybe the building looks so huge that she thinks it's actually a school. You know, poor her. So, you know, we get to the station, everybody gets down, everybody parts ways. And throughout the entire day, it's at the back of my mind, but I never really get to finding out what she had, you know, what she had said, because it was still bugging me. So I needed to find out, you know, what this one was actually talking about. So I forget about it until I get home, and then it comes back to me again. And then I ask my sister, I say, yo, does Zoomlion have a university? And she says, ah, are you proud, don't you know? Yeah, Zoomlion has a university. I think it's been running since last year or something. They've established some university of hygiene or something like that. And I'm like, ah, you pa, you to what Zoomlion University, you pa, what are you talking about? So I Google. Thank God for Google. So I Google, and to my surprise, I find out that yes, Zoomlion actually has a university. So yeah, Zoomlion Ghana Limited, in affiliation with KNUST, Kwame Nkrumah University of Science and Technology, have established the African Institute of Sanitation and Waste Management. Yes, and it's to cater for Ghana and the whole West African sub-region. And I'm like, huh? So you can imagine if I had gone to stand somewhere and said, oh, Charlie, guys, listen, there was this woman I met today who was going on and on about some Zoomlion University. Can you imagine? You know, she's so clueless. I would have looked like an absolute fool. You know, and it took me back to the event of the morning. Because there I was thinking, oh, poor woman, she has no idea what is happening around her. When in actual fact, I was the one who was being dumb and clueless. Yeah, I was thinking I'm up to date with all my info and stuff like that. And in actual fact, I wasn't. You can imagine. And I couldn't help but laugh because when I replayed the whole event of the day till that very point that evening when I discovered what I discovered, it was funny and I just began to laugh, you know. So this is how I discovered that Zoom Lion Ghana Limited is actually a waste management company, had established a university. Wow. So the moral of the story is, everybody has a precious gem to offer, irrespective of the package they come in, annoying or not, loud or not. It is up to us to give them a chance. It is also up to us to give ourselves a chance with them. Everybody has something to offer us. It is up to us to see the good in everyone and learn as much as we can from them. So that's it for my Trust Kimunsen episode 1. I hope you enjoyed. Leave your reviews, your comments, subscribe. If you love it, let your friends subscribe as well. So until next time, be good. Later.